If you ask me, nothing stinks more than when your husband Dutch ovens you with a big, ripe, juicy one and then holds your head down under the covers. Except maybe body odor. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet, and yes, even those private parts. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. You guys know I absolutely love Lumi. I rock it everywhere I go. I work long hours, so if I'm doing like a podcast run or if I'm out at one of my husband's shows or just overall anxiety ridden and I'm sweating, Lumi has saved me so many times, especially a toasted coconut. I feel like it masks my odor a little bit more, and especially that right armpit that always smells like beef stroganoff. If you know, you know. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is this thing on?
All right, gentlemen, coming to main stage next, this is Bunny. Get up there. She's got a tornado of titties coming your way. Get those dollar bills ready. She's got an ass that shakes like Michael J. Fox. So get up there and throw them dollars.
Dude, that is fucking iconic. What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Today, we have America's favorite auntie.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I made it here.
Dude, you almost didn't make it here, though, right?
No. Oh, God. The fucking panic. I'm lucky I have my fingernails left. I was, like, digging.
What happened?
I almost broke my friend's hand on the way here.
Tell everybody what happened.
Oh, all right. So, we hit turbulence on the, first of all, on the way. I don't do roller coasters, and the entire time felt like I was on a roller coaster from hell.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah. So we're going up. We hit turbulence. I legit have a meltdown. Grab my friend's hand. Scream. I screamed at the top of my lungs.
That reminds me of that scene from, what is it, Bridesmaids, where she's like freaking out. Did you ever see that? Yeah. She had to take the, am I here at a party?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. And I needed to be so bad in that moment. Dude, I embarrassed the shit out of you, but not me. So
I feel like we have no shame. People with those with anxiety, we don't give a fuck.
No,
in that moment, it's about us and we don't care, because we want to regulate.
Yes. I'll do whatever it takes just to feel normal. Right. Again, please help me.
Exactly.
So I turn to my left. Well, actually, no, I took my seatbelt off, jumped over my friend to the aisle. And I look over to these three girls who are casually just eating potato chips. And they're looking at me. And I'm like, how are you eating through this? Nobody cares that we're almost we almost died just now. And I'm sitting here, I'm shaking, and the flight attendant walks over. He's like, oh my God, are you okay?
Oh,
I'm
like, no. Rude.
No, and he's no. It was lovingly. It was,
okay, gotcha.
It was very sweet.
Gotcha.
And he starts laughing hysterical. He goes, babe, you're good. You're fine.
Aww.
And then every so often he would walk past and go,
but he made you feel better in that moment. That's good.
Absolutely. No, yay. It was cool. My hands were sweaty. I had pools of sweat in my sandals. It was not good.
Dude.
It was not good. But we got through it and I'm here. Hello.
Hi. How are you? dude, I somebody who deals with anxiety, I 100% completely understand panic attacks. I can't. Oh. I literally carry, my purse looks like a fucking first aid kit. Like, I have fucking EpiPens in there. I don't even have allergies like that.
But you
like,
never know.
I have bottles of fucking Benadryl. I got Xanax in case I really need it. Oh. Fucking, like, it's just, it's literally, I get it. So I understand. Oh my gosh. I'm happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here. It's so wild.
I know. It's crazy,
yeah.
Right?
And let me tell you something. Yeah. You're even more beautiful in person.
I love you. You're beautiful. I was just telling you that. She sat. She walked in, and I was like, "Holy shitballs! We might need to make some OF content.
Hey.
Get motherfuckers really talking. They'd love that.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the ultimate collab. No, but you are beautiful, Mama, and I'm so happy that you're here because I've been wanting to hear your story for a really long time. I think the first time that I ever knew who you were, you actually shared one of Jay and I's posts where I was like dancing on him and we were getting so much hate. It was crazy, but you were just so sweet. And I remember that. And I was like, that was so nice of her. Like, she didn't even have
to
do that.
No, but I didn't know you were getting hate on that post.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just said it.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that that's not why you shared it. No. I thought you shared it because of that.
No, I don't. But that's the thing. Like, I live in my own bubble. Like,
yeah.
So when people are, I don't notice the bad things
right
away in people.
Right.
So that's, maybe it's my rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
That's just how I always viewed the world, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't taught to look for the negative in things.
Yeah.
I guess, you know what it is? I spent most of my life, like, in a really dark place.
Yeah, I would love to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
I would love to.
In a really dark place, and I come from a lot of toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was raised around a lot of toxicity.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Staten Island, born and raised.
Yeah.
So originally, my mother is from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So is my father, but he's not present in my life. She moved here, I think, when she was 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. She's one of four.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved to the Bronx, Southside Bronx. She graduated from Southside Bronx High School. And they came to Staten Island and they moved to New Brighton, where my grandmother lived and stuff. So I didn't really come from much.
Right.
You know?
Humble beginnings.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom, you know, we were on welfare. My mom didn't graduate. She's not a high school graduate. Neither one of my parents were a high school graduate.
Did she have babies young?
My mom was a teen mom. Yeah.
Aww.
So she had my brother at 16, me at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely, she struggled, man.
Mm.
I watched that lady.
Was dad not present from the beginning, or was he around and just kind of half in, half out?
He wasn't a constant person around.
Gotcha.
And my mom was like, you're either all in or you're out.
Yeah.
You can't do both.
Yeah.
You know, so she ended up like moving after she broke up with my biological father. I was like maybe 8 months old.
Mm.
She moved back home with my grandmother and she struggled. She found herself. But one thing about my mother, she always made ends meet.
Mm.
Always made ends meet for
me
and my brother.
We stand a strong queen.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's like hard for me to talk about her.
Aww, you just love her. It's okay.
Ooh.
You gotta feel things. They say, I learned in therapy that they say that when you still cry about things, it's because they still hurt you. You know, and they said when you're finally through something, whenever it doesn't bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah. I'm working through it. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely working through it. I'm a new mom,
mm-hmm.
and it's frightening.
But you're crushing it.
And my son's amazing.
Aww. We'll get to that.
Yeah, he's incredible.
We'll get to that.
I'm trying to get through this.
No, you're
this
good. Take a deep breath. We're not in a rush. I want you to feel what you need to feel, and you know.
Ooh, this is what I was nervous about, talking about this.
The Trulies are on the way.
Yeah. So she did what she had to do to make ends meet. She met my stepfather when I was like one.
Do we have any, can we give her a paper towel memes?
Thank
I'm so
you.
Sorry.
It's all right. Like one and a half.
I need to start keeping tissues over there.
Yeah.
The amount of people who cry on this couch.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and
thank you, memes.
So that to me, my stepfather is my dad. You know.
Yeah.
Typical Italian Guido.
Aww. You know,
City job. Talks like this. You know, very Brooklyn accent.
I feel like I'm going to start talking like this by the end of the fucking interview. I'm going to be like, where's my coffee, Mimi?
Yeah. So people always like pick fun at the accent.
No, always. I love it. My father's from New York. He's from Queens.
Yeah. Okay, so you get it. You get it. So where was I now with this?
You were talking about your stepfather, and you lit up like a Christmas tree talking about your stepdad, which makes me happy. So that means that he must have been a really positive influence in your life.
And it was confusing growing up. Because the thing is that their relationship was so toxic, but they loved each other so much. And
probably twin flames.
Absolutely. Fire. Fire. When things were amazing, things were amazing. And when they were bad, they were horrendous. So I grew up around a lot of domestic violence.
A lot of instability.
Absolutely. And
you're okay. Just feel it. You're good.
I never talked about this out loud.
It's good, though. You need to. I didn't realize how much shit I was carrying. This is what I told Trashley when she came on the podcast, was I never dealt with depression until I hit 40 years old.
Oh, love Trashley.
Isn't she amazing? Oh. She's so sweet. I never dealt with depression until I hit 40 years old, and it's because I didn't talk about things out loud because I was tough. You're not going to make me cry. You're not going to get this wall to come down.
Yeah.
And your secrets keep you sick.
Oh.
You know? And it comes out in other ways. Like, I'm a very violent individual. People would never know that about me. Mimi's face. She's like, yes. But people would never know that about me. But that's because I was raised in such chaos like you and so much anger. It just comes out in other ways, you know? So it's really good to get it out. And it's really good to talk about it.
So coming from that, that's what I was saying. When I would go to school, like, I wasn't allowed to talk about any of that stuff.
I feel like that was our parents' generation.
Yeah.
You don't talk about it. They didn't talk about mental health.
No.
They didn't talk about fucking problems.
No.
Everything got swept under the rug.
Right. Anytime I would tell my mom how I was feeling, she would tell me,
no, you don't feel like that.
You don't feel like that. We don't, mental illness doesn't run in our family. Amanda, that's because you're bored. Go clean your room. Like, you know, like that kind of stuff. And
that hurts as a child because you're not being heard. You know?
Yeah. But I think
feelings aren't validated.
But now looking back, I think my mom, it's funny because like those core memories of her, she's my age now, you know? So I try to mirror it and I look back and I'm like, she was just speaking that all her behaviors toward me, it was fear. But she just didn't know how to express it, I guess.
You think maybe she was trying to protect you?
Absolutely.
Too?
Yeah, absolutely. She didn't want me to be. I know that she meant well looking back. And I'm starting to see that now. For a long time, I resented her.
Yeah.
And I do. I love her to death. But she's just, I feel like I can never fix our bonds, like, again, like, there's just too much that was done, like, after my parents separated when I was 19.
Mom and the stepdad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that rocked my world.
That was the only home that you knew.
And even though it wasn't like healthy to be in, it was still mine. Like, I still had my own room. Like, and everybody saw us looking out, because I remember when my parents separated, so many people were shocked. Nobody knew what was going on behind closed doors. And I was so confused because I loved my stepdad so much. And he never put his hands on me, never raised his voice. Like, he would just talk to me. He would talk to me, like, and my mom was so quick with the hands all the time, you know? So
You felt like he validated your feelings.
Yeah. Or helped me understand.
Right.
And I want to instill those core values of getting my point across to my son. You know, like, that's what I think of. Like, he would say to me, don't make the same mistakes I make. He's like, I know I'm not the best man and I have a bad temper and I don't mean the things that I do. And it's just crazy. It's crazy that I had to like hide that. Like so many times I would walk into school, like in the night before my parents were up, like arguing till 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, or him throwing my mom out and my mom having to sleep in the car, like just crazy. But they come from two toxic childhoods. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't break the cycle, I guess. And I promised myself watching my mom go through that, because when my parents separated, she was on her ass. We had nowhere to go. We moved in with a friend that she worked with. And from there, my mother just changed. You know, we were friends for that little time, like from like eight, when I was like 18, 19 to like maybe 22-ish. She was my friend, you know. That scary person that I used to fear all the time, that she would give me a look and like send chills down my spine. I thought like, maybe this is like, okay, they're not together anymore, but maybe I can have the mom I always wanted. Maybe I can get her to like appreciate me, like see me, you know?
I know that feeling. I just got goosebumps because I'm going through the same thing with my mom, except right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now like, I just always wanted to,
you just wanted a mom. You just wanted somebody to love you and tell you it's going to be okay and wrap their arms around you, not get screamed at, not get slapped. Like, I get it. I grew up with a very abusive stepmother, so I understand what it's like. And then my mom is a drug addict, you know, so, and she's never been in my life until I just inherited custody over fucking 3 months ago, you know, 4 months ago. So I get it. You know, you just long for that relationship.
And you see your friends have it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the worst feeling when you see everybody else fucking having cool relationships with their parents. Even now, like around fucking holidays.
It hurts me the most.
Yeah, around holidays. I'm like,
I'm so lonely.
Like,
and I'm with my in-laws and like, they're amazing.
Mm.
And I used to be so jealous of my husband because I feel like he doesn't appreciate them, you know.
It's always like that, isn't it? Always like that. The kids who have the fucking like the together home fucking are always like, oh, you know, like they would never. Not that I'm, you know.
I'm like, you. I want you to switch with me for a day,
right? And just see how it feels, right? I get it.
Like, it's so lonely, you know.
Yeah.
Because what I feel like is I could be in a room full of people,
mm-hmm.
tons of people having the best time, and I feel so alone,
because
that's not one person in there remembers me from my childhood. You still have those bonds, like they watch you grow up,
right?
It's just different.
Yeah,
it's just so different. And now being a mom, like I look back and like my mother wasn't in the delivery room, but that was me. I did that.
So from 18 to 22, you guys were like,
sorry.
It's okay. You're okay. You're okay.
Ooh, I got to collect myself. I'm a mess.
You don't have to apologize for having feelings. Oof. I think it makes you more human to have feelings. And I'm checking on your Trulies right now.
That's okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Ooh, I got to stop crying.
They are on the way. The person just checked out, so we should be good. And I'll keep an eye on that right here. No, I think you're a fucking human. You're not a robot.
I know. I've never talked about this out loud to anybody but my therapist.
No.
And you know what? I even cried more paying the copay on the way out every week. So
that's how I feel with my therapist. I'm like, God, I don't even wear makeup. I literally wake up and get on fucking Zoom with my therapist now because I know I'm just going to be ugly. Like, it's like I just got to get through shit and just be ugly.
Possible,
no, trust me, it's scary in the morning. But so 18 to 22, you and your mom were close.
Oh, yes.
Like, what do you think made that bond happen? Was it because she didn't have her?
She started using drugs.
Oh, okay. Were you using at the time too?
No, absolutely
okay.
not.
Well, I don't know. Some no, moms
I've
and daughters.
I smoked weed here and there, but I was never brave enough to dunk my toes in that.
Right.
Yeah.
Lucky you. I was fucking snorting eight balls off strippers' buttholes when I was.
But, you know, that's your journey, mama. That made you strong.
No, but I admire people who didn't fall down that hole, you know.
Like, I was just a wimp, though. I was a wussy with that shit.
No, I admire it.
Yeah. You know, please. I'm afraid of sitting in the dark by myself because I'm afraid I'm going to see a spirit.
Yeah. I get that too. I totally understand that also.
Like, I was never cool enough for that.
No. So she started using drugs. What was she doing? Like, just.
One time I found like a baggie because we were, like I said, we were a baggie, you know, somewhere. And I don't really want to talk about it.
No worries.
I guess she was like going in my room, like trying to look for a shirt or something. Mm. And a little baggie, you know, of snow fell on the floor. And it's not mine. So
right.
I picked it up and I knocked on the door and I'm like, what is this? And she flipped out. Aww. She was embarrassed.
Right.
She flipped out. I asked our roommate at the time, the woman that we were living with, I'm like, did you know about this? And I think my mom was just vulnerable and she let the wrong people in her life.
She's also working through a lot of trauma.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. She just, for anyone that would show her love or acceptance, she just clung to. And I understand that now. I didn't get it then, though.
Yeah.
I didn't get it then.
So what was the breaking point with you and your mom's relationship? Why did you cut it off and why?
When Sandy hit, I lost everything.
Mm. Were you guys still living together?
Yeah. Okay. She ran off though to Florida, and I remember calling her. I had nowhere to go, and I was living out of my car. I had a Mazda at the time, red Mazda, and yeah, it was fucking dark. Like, I went through a lot of shit. So I was living out of my car. I call her up and I'm like, Ma, you gotta come back. You gotta come back. And she's like, Amanda, you're 23 years old. At that time, I had just met Joey. Around 20, yeah, I had just met him. So this whole thing was like fresh, you know?
Right.
I had nowhere to go. And we were just talking, so I wasn't going to ask him for help, you know? So
you're talking about the hurricane, right?
Yeah, Hurricane Sandy. Okay. Yeah, I lost everything. The only thing that I didn't lose was my car for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah, but the water went all the way up to the second floor and destroyed everything. I had no clothes. I had nothing. Mm. I had nothing. Luckily, I had a few little pennies saved here and there. It got me through like 2 weeks, and I was able to find an apartment. And I stood with my brother too for a little bit.
So you do have siblings?
Oh yeah. So I have one older brother,
mm-hmm.
and then I have like half siblings from my biological dad.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I was able to stay with my brother. He had his own place at the time, and I stood with him for a little bit, and then I bounced to my stepfather's house. And that didn't end well. Him and I bumped heads. I ended up having a complete nervous breakdown and ended up totaling that car. I think I skipped a step though with my mom.
Right.
So the reason why I cut her off is because she's like, you're 22 years old. Go live your life already.
Mm.
Why are you worried about me? And I was worried about, because the guy that she ran off with was not okay. You know, he's passed away now. But he ended up overdosing somewhere. I'm just happy that my mom wasn't with him.
Wow.
But, you know, I guess she got caught in it, whatever it was that she was doing.
Right.
At the time she got caught in it, you know, and she was with a guy. She felt love. Whatever the situation was, she didn't come back. So there I was, literally on my ass with nothing. And I was shattered. My world was.
And she let you down one last time. Absolutely.
One last time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm never going to let anybody make me feel like this.
I remember that feeling.
Like, I need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling so angry and betrayed. Like, I was down for you. Like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. no matter what, I loved you unconditionally. No matter. How many times you like punched me in my face or ripped chunks out of my head, I still was fucking down for you.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm never gonna allow somebody to disappoint me like this ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I picked my shit up, I was like, you know what, Amanda, if you have to stay in your car for a little bit, stay in your car, whatever. And I remember my brother calling me. I was like, yo, do you need me to come and help you clean out your shit out of your house? Like, because I know it's hard to get down there. And at that time, there was dumping grounds. People were emptying out all the house because all the sewage, everything was filthy. So so I was like, Jose, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start. Within minutes, him, his friends, everyone came down to help me. But my brother was like, we're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. You're not going to fall apart like this. Mm. He's like, get your shit together. He's like, where's that big mouth bitch that I know?
We love Jose.
Yeah. He's like, who the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't even know. What is this? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, mommy won't come back. He's like, okay. And she's disappointed us all the time. This is not new. Mm. And I'm like, okay. He's like, let's go. You can't fall apart like this. You're 22 years old. You have your whole life ahead of you.
Right.
Are you out of your mind? So sure enough, I stood with him for 2 weeks. Stood with my stepfather for 2 weeks because I felt bad. I felt like I was being a burden on my brother. Or like, I don't know. Because he was a single guy, you know? Right. I was like, you don't need your sister being here.
Like, well, and I think you're used to just having your independence, too, with your mom. You know, like, you guys were girls. It's hard living under a brother's thumb.
I saw stuff. I just...
Yeah.
You know.
She said, I saw stuff.
Yeah, like, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
like, towels were questionable.
Oh, no. Guys are gross. Single dudes are disgusting.
I'm good on that. So, you know, I stood with my stepdad for a little bit. That didn't end well at all because after the whole Sandy thing happened, my mom running away or whatever it is that she fucking did, I had my first panic attack, totaled my car on the way to my job, which I don't work there anymore, but that place was a whole nother story. My boss is cursing me out because I'm late on the phone. And I smashed my car. Okay. Aww. I don't even know how I made it out of that because I was like an accordion in between two cars.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And I don't even know what happened. Next thing I know, I'm in an ambulance and they're saying at the hospital that I had a full blown panic attack. Mm. And that was my first, and my blood pressure. I randomly had high blood pressure out of nowhere. So that condition was fun. Mm. I had to go to cardiologist. I had like these brain test things to make sure it wasn't like seizures or anything like that. My father couldn't handle it. Mm. Between the car accident, everything, he's like I'm in a place right now where I'm trying to get my mental health together,
right?
Because the shit fucked me up too.
Right. Yeah. He's like, your mother put me through shit. He's like, and now I'm going through shit with the kid too.
Yeah. He's like, I can't do this, Amanda, you gotta go. I was like, are you kidding me? You're kicking me out? He's like, I'm not with your mother anymore. You're not my problem.
Oh, that's hurtful.
I was like, okay, that's twice. Mm. Twice. So what I did was I completely cut them off.
Mm.
Was that the right thing to do? Probably not, but it's the way I protected myself.
You protected your peace, yeah.
And then every so often, like, I would try to reach out, try to fix it, and it would just backfire. Mm. Backfire. Like, and then when I got pregnant...
So let's rewind real quick. So you, all this is going on. Where's Joey in the midst of all this?
Oh, we were just talking at the time, but he's seen like me try to fix it. So I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting. It's still new. So I ended up getting my own place, you know, and I was living out of my car for a little bit. Nobody knew. I would go like into McDonald's, brush my teeth, like do like the Puerto Rican showers in the kitchen, in the bathroom sinks, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure the doors were locked. I did what I had to do. Yeah. I did what I had to do. So I saved up enough money to get my own place.
Aww.
It was a cute little place. Like one of those side, like it was attached to a semi, like the side door. Mm-hmm. So I can go out right on the little patio that I have my little cup of coffee. Like, it was my own little sanctuary.
Yeah. Where were you working?
Oh, I worked at this little doctor's office.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm a medical assistant.
Okay.
So, That was fun.
At least you have
it was urology. I worked in urology.
Wow. Yeah. At least you have the work ethic, though. I feel like girls like us that come from such chaotic backgrounds,
I was supposed to work at the moment I had my working papers, 14 years old.
My parents made me get a job at Fatburger, okay? That was my first job, Fatburger.
I worked at Vegas. Perkins.
Is that a restaurant?
Yeah.
So oh, okay. It's like the green. Yes! Yeah, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I started out as a hostess. Yeah. And then I was a waitress.
I did all that, too.
Yeah. I worked at Chili's.
I worked at Shoney's.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Yes. But I feel like girls like us, you either go one of two ways. You either just completely give up and just don't know how to function, or you go into super hyper vigilant independence. And
it's survival. Mm-hmm. Survival.
Yeah.
I didn't want to repeat my mother's mistakes. I didn't want to be a disappointment for someone else.
Right. Absolutely. I understand that.
So I had to put myself back together. Whether
you were trying to break generational curses even when you didn't realize it.
I didn't know at the mm-hmm. time. Yeah, I definitely didn't know. Yeah. I was just trying to survive. Like, I just wanted to find peace. I'm still at that point. Like, I just want peace.
Right.
I just want peace. Like,
peace is priceless. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much it means to have peace in your heart. You know, there's so many angry, fucking just miserable humans in the world, and they're okay with being.
But my heart breaks for them.
Unwell, you know?
My heart breaks for them.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah. But it's sad, but I'm sorry. I'm like sidetracking.
No, you're good. That's my job, is to keep everybody on track.
I'm trying not to cry again. I'm like a crybaby on this.
Hold on. Let me check. Hold on one second.
No, it's okay. Stop.
No,
stop,
I got
stop.
You.
So that's when I decided, like, you know, all right, maybe let me give this a shot. All right. Because after I got married, I'm like, okay, I started seeing Joey and how he is with his family. And like, they're such amazing, beautiful people. And like, seeing the bond that he has with like his parents, I was like, you know what, maybe I can rekindle this. You know, maybe there's somewhere I can fix it. I can try and be present for both parents. Number one, they constantly talk shit about each other. So that, and
not how it is. just fucking get along. You guys are like,
my mom would be mad that I was talking to my dad, and my mom would be like, how could you talk to him after everything he did to me? I'm like, Mom, but you stood there. But you stood throughout the whole, you made it me. You stood there. You stood with him for how long? When am I supposed to pretend he doesn't exist?
Right. Like, it's my fucking dad. You know, that's all I know.
He's my father.
Yeah.
He's my father. That's my dad. You expect me not to say, what about all the shit you did to me? Like,
yeah.
And you know what? Granted, I was not the best child, because I don't want to paint this picture like they're these horrible parents. I wasn't the best child either.
Well, you are a product of your environment.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Like, I was 15 years old with fake 21-year-old IDs going into Avalon in Manhattan. Same.
Well, not Avalon, but I was fake ID'd up and drinking in clubs at 15. I left home at 14.
Yeah,
so.
So you kind of get, yeah, you understand. Mm-hmm. You know, so, ugh.
How long did you and Joey date for before you guys hopped into marriage? Were you guys together for a long time, or did it just happen? Like,
we were together for a good 4 years, I believe.
Okay.
Before we got married, or 3 years, mm-hmm. something like that. I'm bad with timing.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't say 3 years. We were together. We broke up for 6 months, like, in between that. So when we first started dating, we were dating for like 6 months, and then we broke up for like a full like year. And then we dated other people, and we ended up just coming back to each other. You know, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah. Did you, just to rewind real quick, did you deal with the eating disorder growing up, or did that
Absolutely.
Come after?
Absolutely, I'm getting to that. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. I'm getting to that. Mm-hmm. So that's part of like my mom also had an eating disorder. Mm. So I feel like that's the only thing I can control, and it helps me kind of feel close to her.
Mm. It's something you guys shared. It's a shared trauma.
Oh yeah. And even like living together, I think when it was just me and her, it was whenever all the bullshit between her and my dad were over, we bonded. We were wearing each other's clothes, and we were like the same weight. Mm. It would be on the scale, off the scale, on the scale, off the scale. And we validated each other too. Mm-hmm. It was so unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So it's just best if we're not not, it's just, we're not good together.
Right. Was it anorexia, bulimia?
Anorexia, yeah. For sure. Oh, wow. Yeah. Anorexia, yeah. For sure.
I think, I feel like everybody in our era is either bulimic or anorexia or a little bit of both.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it was just also the time, too. The models back then were fucking rail thin. Like, it was just crazy. Everything in that whole era of growing up was just
eating. Well, my mother would tell me, if you ever got fat, I would slap you. Like, she would look at other, like, moms with their daughters and, you know, if the daughters were overweight, she would turn to me and make a comment, you know, but I think that she was projecting.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
She's definitely projecting.
I just wanted to touch base on that because I know that you're very vocal about that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So you and Joey dated for 4 years.
Yeah. So then we got married in Vegas.
That's
we
awesome.
We didn't elope though. It was planned.
Oh, yeah, that's
the Valley
my hometown.
Of Fire. Okay. You know, the canyons.
Yeah. What time of year was this? Because it's fucking hot as fuck out there.
Oh yeah. So we got married June 24th and it was very hot, but it's dry heat.
Right.
And I had a pixie cut. I didn't give a shit what my hair looked like.
Right.
So, because I had no hair.
Right.
I looked like Annie Lennox. It was fabulous.
I love Annie.
Me too.
She's an icon, dude.
Yeah, I love her.
She's
and
very
I had red
underrated.
Hair. It was bright, bright red.
I love that.
Yeah. And I had this plain little dress, like no jewels, no nothing, just a short little white cocktail dress. Joey was dressed in linen from head to toe.
Aww.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And then after that, we went to Hard Rock Hotel and had margaritas at the pool party.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
You know, Hard Rock's not there anymore.
I know.
Crazy,
I
right?
I think Virgins, right? Took
yeah,
it over.
But I mean,
I was just telling her
yeah.
about that.
That's like, that's my hometown. That's where I grew up. So when I go back and I'm just.
That
like,
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That
everybody always says that.
Yeah. It just clicks for me.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
makes
yeah.
so much. Because you know what is? I frequent there. Well, before I had my son, Joey and I used to go two, three, four times a year.
Aww.
I'm a frequent at the. Well, I was a frequent. At the Crazy Horse.
Oh yeah, okay. Awesome. The Crazy Horse 2 or Crazy Horse 3?
Crazy Horse 3.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I love me a good stripper.
Yeah. I love strippers too.
Me
I was
too.
One for fucking 11
it.
Years.
One yeah. of them even taught me how to fold the dollar, like how to fold the bills.
Yeah.
She goes, no, you got to do it like this. And
yeah. So strippers are some of the coolest bitches you'll ever meet.
Yeah,
there's an
yeah.
occasional fucking scallywag. But other than that,
no,
they're all about their money and they're all about women.
One time
like, a
I
lot
handed
of
my drink to a stripper. I'm like, listen, I'm going to go to the bathroom. She just sat there in her yeah. baby tassels. Like, all right. And she, I came back.
Aww.
She was there.
Aw, that is sweet.
I love it. Listen, I would never judge anybody who's making their bank.
Absolutely.
Making their coin.
Yeah.
Mommy, you're happy doing what you're doing?
Yeah.
You feel confident? You get up on that stage.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, I wish I had that. I don't have that.
Yeah.
But you be the rock star that you are. I love that.
I danced for a really long time, but I danced in the era where it wasn't cool to be a stripper. So I went through a lot of hell for that.
I think
but
it's so powerful.
Now, yeah, it is. It is. Literally, you take your power back. A lot of women who are sexually abused become sex workers, and that's our form of taking our power back is, you know, saying fuck you to the man, literally. Like,
yeah.
You know, you abused me when I was little. Well, guess what? I'm going to abuse you now. So, yeah, I totally, totally rock that shtick. So let's get back to you and Joe. You guys got married. You guys fucking, when did
oh,
you?
We traveled.
You
we traveled?
Traveled
for a while.
How long have you guys been married for now?
We're together a full total of 12 years. Married for 8 or 7. I'm really bad with timing.
12 years is admirable.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking stays together anymore. So I think that's really cool.
Well,
that
it wasn't always easy.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've been with my husband 7 years. I get it.
I put him through shit because of all the trauma. Like, I took out so much. Let me tell you something. That man has so much fucking patience.
Aww.
So much patience.
Yeah.
He's seen things that people would have fucking packed up their shit and... like, no, bitch, you got too many fucking problems. You know?
That he really loves you. That's
yeah.
your person. Your person is going to fucking be with you through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't want to be with somebody who just wants to be with me when everything's fucking great.
He's seen it all.
Yeah.
He's seen it all from my mom leaving me high and dry. Like, throughout all of that, we were talking, and the only thing I lied to him about was staying in my car. which I think now if he hears this, sorry, babe. Yeah. So that's the only thing I have.
Well, that's your pride, though. Yeah. You know, like you don't want to tell somebody that you were.
Oh, well, yeah. I was embarrassed. I mean, I'm not embarrassed of it now because it happens and I'm not the only one that's ever it happened. Everyone has a story.
Absolutely.
Everyone has a story. It's just how you will let it affect you and how you project onto the world
and how you use it to help people.
Absolutely.
So
when... I didn't have a child till I was 30. We waited, we traveled, I went to Mexico.
I feel like you did everything right.
I tried.
Like, you really did.
I tried. I wanted to not be anything like my mother,
right?
And I fought tooth and nail to make sure that that never happened.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You did really good. Like, thank you. Just thank listening you. To your story, that makes me so proud of you because you could have really gone a totally different path.
Yeah. I mean, it the journey wasn't perfect, though. Of course. I had slip-ups here and there, but I tried my hardest to be not a nice person, but just a good person, you know? And I think throughout the whole time too, I'm so hard on myself. I can give you advice. I can give you the best advice, but I can never take my own. You know, it's tough. It's tough. And I'm still learning and navigating this shit every day. Just when I think I have life down pat, it comes in like, no, you don't.
Hold my beer. Yeah. Like fucking curveball. Trust me. Yeah, I get it.
So I became a mom, and that's like a whole rigmarole of like fears that I didn't even know existed, because now my heart exists outside my body. And it's like, whoa, holy shit, you just created a human being that you can't live without. And now you're gonna send him out into the world.
Now I
was diagnosed with postpartum anxiety. And I got delusional, and I was afraid to leave my house with him because I thought all these crazy things were going to happen.
Were you ever diagnosed with anything before then?
No, generalized anxiety after I had my son.
Poor baby.
So luckily,
Mimi actually went through a terrible postpartum with her son also. I feel like women need to talk more about that.
Yeah, it happened after I was done breastfeeding.
That's tough. That is a lot of stuff to go through in such a short amount of time. You know, it's heavy. I want to get up and hug you. I normally don't get up. I try to let my guests feel. Fucking proud of you.
So throughout that whole thing, we're at the hospital, my boss comes to visit me, who she's fucking amazing. Right, I didn't have my mom, so I called her one day and I was like, really, I was at the hospital and I was waiting for the discharge, or you know, to get discharged, and I was like, I don't think I can do this. And coming, driving back and forth, we cross a bridge all the time. And I was there at the hospital by myself. Joey went to work. And I was like, what if I just... I contemplated on it, you know. It would be quick. It would be easy, you know. Because I'm not fit for this. Like, I can't do this. I think this is my breaking point.
You contemplated driving off of the bridge?
Just pulling over and jump it. You know, I thought about it. And then I'm like, no. I immediately withdrew. I'm like, no, what the fuck are you doing? No, absolutely not. Because then who's going to take care of this baby? No, nobody's fit for this part other than you. This is, God put this here for a reason.
Right.
He chose you to be his mom for a reason.
So you were contemplating jumping off the bridge when you were driving over it, and you were just feeling so overwhelmed in that moment.
Absolutely, because I just wanted to not feel anything.
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean,
it's like I And I also, I'm like, when do I get a break? Like, right. I just want to go home and enjoy my baby. Like, yeah. why are you doing this to me?
You know? You're dealing with all the fucking postpartum emotions. And
yeah. And it's just like, I was literally talking to God in my head. And I'm like, all right, you gave me the shit with the parents. I get it. Like, okay. Right. But like, enough already.
Right.
All right. I get it. Life is hard. You don't need to do this to me.
Like, I've had enough. Yeah. I don't want any more. Yeah, I've had many of those moments.
I appreciate it. I'm here. Okay. I get it. I have faith.
I've learned my lesson. I don't need any more.
That's what I felt. So I'm thinking, like, who can talk some sense into me? Nobody other than my boss. She will tell it like how it is, you right know? So she came to visit me, and she's like but you got this, you've been through worse. She's like, you got this, you can't run away from this. She's like, didn't your mom run away from you? And that clicked. I'm like, no, this is enough. I'm not going to be weak from here, absolutely not. And when I was staying at the hospital, I wasn't eating. And it's the only thing that, like,
you could control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I was feeling so much, that feeling empty in my stomach.
Felt good. It's like a form of self-harm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I felt powerful. Mm-hmm. And it was a delusional powerful, because I was just, my son didn't deserve that right version of me. He didn't deserve that portion of me. So when I got home, I had, you know, him and, I forgot how I found TikTok.
Yeah.
I forgot.
So this is really kind of recent that is all unfolding. Wow. Oh, yes. When did you have him?
He's only three.
Aww.
He's a peanut.
So he's a baby. Yeah. I don't know why I thought he was like six for some reason.
That's why I was like freaking out to be here. Like, this is my first time away from him.
Aww.
I never... And I'm you on the plane, that, I'm like, though. I'm going to die. And my kid's at home.
No, you need that, though. You need that mama time. You know this
it's
is
new.
Really
this
good.
This is new. I'm dunking my toes in the water.
You got this, mama.
Yeah.
You so. And you're going to go home with like a set of fresh eyes and be so reset.
I feel better already.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Good.
You're gifted, bitch.
I love you. Gifted.
You're like a high now, bitch.
No.
I heard that plenty of times.
No, I'm just so happy that you guys trust me with your stories. Like, yeah. Literally, that's what I'm here for. Is to just show people the human behind the screen, you know. So.
You want to hear something even more wild? Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Let me just before I skip all over because of my ADHD,
good.
I just
you're
can't.
Good.
So, I forgot how I found TikTok. I think one of my girlfriends, actually, it was probably Jen. She's scrolling at work, and she's doing all these things. She's like, "Look at this dance! Look at!" And she talks about her son because we're like mom friends, you mm-hmm. know, our kids play together. So she's like, wait, look at this dance. Look at that. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the hell is this? She goes, down. Give me your phone. Give me your phone. Yeah. You don't have TikTok. Get the fuck out of here.
That's how Mimi was with TikTok. I refused. I was like, I am not fucking dancing.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on TikTok.
But it
I'm
made
not
me happy.
Right. It was
like,
your
oh,
outlet.
This is fun. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. And then I came across, who was it? Janelle Rona.
Mm-hmm.
And she was eating bell peppers and cream cheese, and it brought me back to a safe. It's so stupid. I have safe foods. Well, I had
mm-hmm.
had because recovery is it never goes away.
Oh
you know?
No, I know. Yeah, I to this day have a hard time eating bread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my safe foods were egg salad with bell peppers with hot covered in hot sauce. And I'm like, oh, you know what?
You do love your sauces. I love watching you eat because you will just fucking...
I don't give a shit. I just accumulate calories and sauce alone.
I love it, though, because I was so restricted. My stepmom wouldn't let me have sauces. I was never allowed to have sauces. So watching you is kind of like satisfying for me because I grew up the opposite way where I wasn't allowed to. So when I watch you, I'm like, that is so satisfying.
I feel like when I'm eating, like, I try to battle this thought. Because the thoughts never go away. Mm. They just become whispers.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Nope, totally.
So I feel like I'm doing something naughty, you know? Like,
yeah. I love that. No, I love it. Now every time you pour sauce, I'm like, oh, you naughty girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I feel like
do
I'm
it,
being,
baby, do it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm being bad, you know?
I love it.
So I'm like, oh, I can do this. You know what? This her putting cream cheese on bell peppers and the bagel seasoning, and you know, she's in the medical field and she's beautiful, and I'm like, oh, you know what, this girl's crushing it. She brought peace to me.
Aww.
And I'm like, you know what, I want to do that for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I can. And no, I didn't think it would land here, though. I was doing like the little dances. I'm like, oh, I can't dance. OK, I can talk, though. I can talk. So and I would make my little iced coffees in the morning and, you know, talk to. I felt it made me feel like I wasn't alone during that time.
Right.
I was just.
It was a creative outlet for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was a space of my own outside of my marriage, outside of being a mom, outside of. You know, being a medical assistant, outside of being a friend, it was just something for me.
Yeah.
You know, like mm-hmm. this was, and my friends were making fun of me, you know, they're like, what, look at this girl. Like, what are you doing? You're doing another TikTok? Like,
how did you come up with the name Auntie Amanda?
My followers started calling me that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I do have, I have six nieces and, well, I have three nephews, three nieces.
Oh,
so
wow.
Six all together. Mm-hmm. So I am a real auntie.
Yeah.
You know, but people in the comments would be like, because I would do like the come eat with me, you know, and I would, you know, unbox my Chinese food or whatever it is that I was eating. And I would just talk about, you know, things from my childhood, memories, you know, the first time I got made fun of in class or like, you know, just funny little stories here and there. Mm-hmm. It was comforting for me. Also, it kept me accountable for eating every single day, showing up, you know,
yeah.
That was my way of showing up.
But I think that's really beautiful for people to know that, though, like, not only are you trying to help people, but just having a TikTok, like, people are always like, oh, creators are so full of themselves, not realizing that there really is a story behind what's going on. Like, you're trying to help your own eating disorder by showing up every day and eating on camera, and people don't even know that that's going on.
No,
that's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And but I didn't think that it would touch so many people is the thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, like when I go places and women come up to me, sometimes a lot of the times older than me. And mm-hmm. I'm taken back and they're like, you know, you got me through, you know, I lost my husband or, mm-hmm. you know, I was recently had a surgery and your videos, I watched them, you know. You know, in the recovery bed, and it gave me something to look forward to because I can always come to your page, and I know you post, you know, you're trying Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Like, I can live vicariously through you, you know, when I'm going through dark times and I can't be present for myself.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I love that I can, that my stupidity can be a sense of somebody's comfort.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
You know, we're all fucking, we all have a little bit of stupidity in us, you
and
know.
And I just, yeah, exactly. And yeah. I just, once they deemed me the Auntie Amanda, I was like, what am I gonna do with this character now? Like, just be myself, I guess. But I started to develop this, like, I do these POVs, you know, mm-hmm. point of views, where I talk to the camera as if I'm talking to my niece, my nephew, or a friend, or somebody that I'm comforting. I try to be that person that I wanted as a child.
That's awesome. That just gave me goosebumps. It's crazy because you and Mama Tot really do help so many people, you know, and it's because you guys had so much trauma as children that you just said it perfect, that you show up on camera as somebody that you wanted as a child.
Or the friend that I needed.
Right.
During those times and I didn't have it.
Yeah.
That's what I try to emulate when I'm recording.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are like, oh, it's funny because like my friends in my real life will be like, oh, you know, how do you do this? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is not, I'm not acting. This is one shot. If I don't get it, then I go on to the next idea. This is not well calculated. That's probably what gets me in a lot of trouble sometimes too, though.
Right.
Some of my stuff would be like less offensive or people.
I feel like you could wear, it's like I tell people, because people are always calling me names for how I dress and stuff like that.
Oh,
I could
too,
wear,
girl.
I could wear a fucking turtleneck and somebody's still going to call me a whore. It doesn't matter. Like somebody's going to be pissed off about something.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody's.
That's what I told my husband. I told my husband the same thing.
Yeah.
I told my husband the same thing because he's very protective.
Of course.
And I get that. And he's older. This is you know.
How much older is Joey than you?
We're 10 years apart.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, you know, it's different. The internet was different for him back then.
He didn't,
you know, I think
it was more
AOL
safe
chat rooms.
Yeah. Me too. That was my era also. How old's Joey? Is he 42?
Oh,
I'm 42.
Really?
Yeah.
He's 44.
Okay. Yeah. 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 So that was my era. AOL chat rooms and like,
see,
all that
was MySpace.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I did MySpace
you
too.
Did? You, yeah. Yeah.
I was doll parts. on MySpace.
I love that. Yeah. That's hot.
I've always, one thing about me is I've always morphed with the times, you know, so that's how I've always kept my following, is just to always morph with the times.
We
with
love
the social.
An adaptive queen.
Yeah. Hello.
She's growing.
Hold on. Let me get my accent. Hello. Is that good? My Auntie
that's
Amanda
great.
Accent. So, dude, yeah. How many followers do you have? Like
4.3 and growing.
That's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, I
that you're responsible to entertain every day.
It's not easy.
Right. That's my next question.
I get chewed up and spit out some days. I'm like, whoa.
Girl, we all do. Yeah. These people are just, it's the other day. It was so crazy that you had posted that because literally on my backup account, I was like, the trolls are fucking rampant today. Like, it was like, I don't know if it's because CERN was turned on or whatever the fuck happened.
I think school just ended.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, what is happening? So I have my backup account too. But on my backup account, I have literally so many different, I have a different following than I do on main account. So my main account is like, you know, I get trolls all the time too, but it's like my safe place. And then I go over to my fucking backup account and it's like, holy shit. Like,
who are you?
What the fuck just happened? So when you posted that, like, God, are the trolls in full force today? I was like, yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Like that. How does that make you feel every day? Too. I know we talk about the good, but we're also gonna have to talk. You know, just touch on the bad too.
It's okay. We're allowed.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's
like
still part of the territory.
My thing is these people are just so. They want to rip people apart. It doesn't matter if
it's called a lie. Everything that comes out of my mouth is a lie. My accent's fake. If I do a video, the tone of my voice is slightly different. They're like, you're faking it. It's fake. And it's like, at this point, I just like.
You're from fucking New York. Like, how is your accent fake? Your mother is from the Bronx.
I
like,
know. Nobody knows my story.
Wow.
I've never sat down and like did this.
Wow.
You're the first. You popped my cherry, bitch.
Yeah. Ooh. I like it. Listen, I get excited. Don't talk dirty to me because that is right up my alley. I get so excited.
I've never sat here and told my story.
Gotcha. So nobody knows that. You know, I just hope that after your story does come out, people can start to realize that you're not out here trying to fucking hurt anybody.
No.
You're trying to heal people and you're trying to heal yourself, you know? Yeah. Do the trolls ever get to you? Does it ever bother you?
Yeah.
Oh, I know
God,
how
it
I
used
feel.
Because I never understood why.
Right.
You know?
Like, why are you so fucking hateful?
Yeah. But at this point, it's like, I'm just reading words. I don't know their faces. So it doesn't hold any, like,
I can't
space.
Respect it if you can't say it from your chest. If you don't have a fucking profile pic or a fucking somewhat of a little bit of a.
How many profiles do you need to make? Like, how many times have I got to block you? Okay, I get it. You don't like me. Okay, good. I'm still going to post every fucking day.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
All right. You think I'm a liar. Cool. All right. Thank you.
I don't even know how that website is even in business because it is so toxic.
I twice.
Right. Right.
Twice, I'm like, oh, this is scary. It is scary.
Yeah.
It is scary that, you know, what scares me is the fact that people are struggling mentally like that.
I was just about to say that.
It breaks my heart. And
it's mental illness over there. And everybody battles with mental illness. I'm not pointing fingers.
No.
I battle with mental illness.
No, it's not a joke.
But this is a cesspool of people who are projecting their issues onto other people instead of trying to heal. They're literally trying to just tear people apart.
Oh, yeah, but I like the ones that I've had people apologize.
Yeah,
you know,
like, me too.
I'm so sorry, I was in a dark place, like, and you know, I don't know why I did, and I would be like, it's cool, you're still welcome here.
Yeah,
you're still welcome here. I get comments all the time. There was a time I couldn't stand you, and I feel bad. I'm like, listen, I'm not for everybody.
Yeah,
I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But then again, I don't fucking like tea anyway.
Yeah,
so I'm
I'd rather be the shot of whiskey.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I'd rather be a Truly.
Yeah,
you know,
Truly.
Like,
listen. I love it all.
I get it. No, but I just feel like, you know, as creators, we open ourselves up so much to everybody online that
they feel entitled almost.
Exactly. And it's
like, we don't, you have to forget, like, yes, you know me, but I don't
know you.
So there has to be like some kind of.
Yeah. Like common.
I'm a real person. I'm not a doormat or like an inanimate object that doesn't. Like, I'm right. a real person.
And then when you fight back, like, I've had a couple times where I've kind of, like,
I've gotten sassy. Yeah, yeah.
And then they get mad. It's yeah. like, they don't want to talk about poking the bear, but then when the bear finally fucking growls, it's like, oh, woe is me. I can't believe she said that. And it's just like, no, motherfucker. Like, you have literally been fucking stalking me for fucking 6 months. I finally clap back, and now all of a sudden you're the victim.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And, like, oh, gosh. Please, I've been accused of so much shit.
Isn't it crazy when you read stuff about yourself that you didn't even know? There's so much hate. There's just so much hate in this world that I would feel like a horrible human adding to it.
Right. Like, and the thing is, too, like,
I think that they found their place of belonging. Like, they've never belonged to a group.
So they're creating it.
So they created this safe space of hatred. And even though it's toxic, they still feel like they belong to something because they never belong to anything outside of it.
Right.
You know, and that's why it's just so toxic and so bad. And mm-hmm. I just, like I said, I don't understand how the website's even up. It's just crazy to me. Like, how is that legal to just have people on there fucking just with wrong accusations?
Yeah.
Attacking children, posting pics of children's faces and stuff on there that I've seen. Like, it's crazy.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I have. Like,
I've twice.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that the page existed until like another influencer brought it to my attention.
I've never read your page. I follow one that's like, I don't even want to give it clout. I'm not even going to say the name on there, but I follow one that's like all TikTok because I just always want to know if I ever come across there, you know, so I know what's going on. And they're just crazy. Like, it doesn't matter who it is on TikTok. They just talk shit about every fucking body that's on the app.
But let them.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, let them. No, I know. But my point is that there's just so much hatred in the world and that it just shouldn't be like that, you know?
That's what I think about that.
Let's talk about the fart controversy that you just went through.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
I never
that
knew
went.
A fart would bother somebody so but much and so many people.
I don't understand. Like, this is not new. I've done this on my platform before.
Right.
Like, there was a video I did last year. I'm coming out of work. I'm in my scrubs and I was holding in a fart during my shift. And mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be loud and I knew it was going to be deadly because I had tacos the night before.
Right.
Yeah. So, and I think I even like I was doing the taco boats and bell peppers and stuff. Yeah. That makes me. So I was holding it and holding it and holding it. And I'm like, how funny would it be? Like, I can't be the only one that does this. So I'm going to record it. So here I am in my car. And I'm like, oh, like, I, you know, I'm like, guys, I'm so glad to be out of work. I was holding this in for so long. Burn. Like, and I just, you know, and then, but that video got hits and people were like, oh my God, this is funny. Oh, and they were sharing their stories. Like one time
everybody
this,
farts.
One time I did that and one time, and I crack up reading the comments. I'm like, oh my God, see, this is, but it brings people laughter. Other people read those comments and I'm like, oh, you know, they have a good laugh about it. Yeah. It's fun. It brings people together.
Absolutely.
I have the humor of a 12-year-old boy. Right. That will never change. Okay. I'm 34. That will never change. I was just telling her on the way here, I am forever 16 in my brain.
Yeah.
I love when I meet like 22-year-old people and they're still like, well, mature. And like, I wish I had that, but I'm just such trash.
Aww.
Like, I love it. Like,
I love trash.
I'm
trash too.
Me too. I love it.
I love it.
But I also love the queens that can keep we love the composed queens too. We don't judge. We don't
judge.
We
love a multifaceted queen.
Yes, that we're can very just, accepting.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love that for us. So. But, oh, my God. So then I came across Jill Foods or Jill Eats. I can't remember, but she's from Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful woman, like, has a beautiful family. And she does fart content. No, that's her thing.
I got to go look her up. I don't even know who she
is. She's hilarious. Oh, God, that's so funny. She's so funny, mm-hmm. but harmless fun. And she's like, she does like, food tasting and stuff like that. She's just funny. Yeah. But she gets ripped to shreds a lot. I'm like, you know what? I feel bad. Like, I can, let me join in on this, you know? So I friend requested her. We followed each other back. We talked and I'm like, listen, I'm going to duet some of your videos. Like, is that okay? You know, she's like, yeah, it would be an honor. You're fucking amazing. I'm like, stop that. I'm a regular person. I think, you know, just, she's from Long Island. I wanted to show support, you know?
Yeah.
So, I duetted some of her videos and then I did a video of mine, but like it didn't really have, that wasn't my intention to start that whole drama. Like, right. I genuinely really had to fight and it just slipped out. I was bending over and I just woke up. I was making a cup of coffee and I was like, oh well. And I'm not going to stop the video just because I farted. Right. Like, whatever.
Right.
So I was like, and I even said sorry on the video. I'm like, oh, sorry. Next thing I know, I'm getting tagged to high heaven, like later on throughout the day. And this is a woman that I follow. And I really enjoyed her content is the thing. I didn't understand where all this was coming from. And she would comment like certain things like about my weight because her and I are the same height. And I don't care. I'll say my weight openly. It took me a while to own it, so I'm going to own it. I'm 135. Okay, I'm 4'11". It's fine.
Not like, big at all.
No, I'm like, for somebody with an eating disorder, that's hard.
Right. No, I get that. You know, but if anybody could shame you for that, like, that's crazy.
I sent you the picture of how thin I was. Mm-hmm. You saw it for yourself. Mm-hmm. I was 98 to 110 pounds between there.
Right.
When I first started my content, if you go to my very first video, you see I'm a pencil, stick thin.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, she would make, like, weird comments. So this was, like, a long time coming. And I never addressed. I never said anything. Like, I'm, like, because sometimes I could take things wrong and I act out of emotion. I know how I am.
No, I get
I'm
it.
I'm very aware of, you know. So I'm, like, no, maybe I'm being dramatic. It's just you can read text differently.
Right.
Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then when she did that video, I'm, like, oh, Miss Thing wants to get spicy. Okay. So no hate, no nothing, no. I have no hard feelings at all. Like, I think the whole thing is hilarious, actually.
Have you ever had other creators come for you, too?
Oh, God. Really? I had the whole internet come after me.
Not just over the fart thing, but just other things.
Other things.
No, I mean, like, other fellow creators. I feel like us as creators, we should never be coming for each other.
But you know what? I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Calling people out. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't like it anymore because I see what it feels like.
Right.
And it's a lesson learned.
It's a lesson learned.
It's a lesson learned.
Not, but at least you're woman enough to admit that.
Absolutely. I'm not perfect. I fucked up a lot in the past 2.5 years I've been on this platform. I fucked up a whole lot.
Well, we're all learning how to navigate.
This got thrown to me. I have no, I come from low class, New Brighton, like no money, no nothing. Like, this was thrown to me. This was thrown into my lap. But you know what? For as long as I have it, I'm going to ride this bitch till the wheels fall off.
Absolutely.
You know, so we were blessed with a platform for a reason, I guess. I don't know why, but I'm going to
Because you're a good human and you deserve it. And this is your break. This is where God is like, you know what? I've put you through so much shit. You've been through so much shit. Here's a reward for fucking doing the right thing. I mean, like, yes, we are all fucked up. We've all had to figure out things, but you really did things like the right way, like growing up and, you know, always held a job and, you know, dated for 4 years, didn't have kids right away. Like, you really fucking did the right thing. What kind of opportunities do you feel like TikTok has given you?
Oh my God. I've spoken to people that I only dreamt of having conversations with. I don't want to name drop.
No, you don't have to.
Like that. Mm-mm. But people that I've watched on YouTube, like back when YouTube dropped, like these influencers follow me. They know who I am now. And I'm like, you don't understand. You guys got me through times when I felt alone. Like, I would just watch like makeup videos because it brought me peace.
Yeah.
And I would watch them as I was, you know, not mimicking what they do because I can't do makeup for shit. And I own that too. So
me either. That's
fun.
Why I have a makeup artist. She was not here today. So, but yeah, no, trust me. I wish I could do what those bitches do, man.
Yeah, amazing.
It's art. It's literally art.
And they're so beautiful.
And I failed art class. So I can't. There's no fucking way I can do it. They are so beautiful.
Yeah, they're so beautiful.
They do like shit I've never even seen before.
But there's like certain makeups and primers. Like you can't mix certain. There's oil base and water base, I learned.
I didn't even know
Thank you, Michaela.
I love her. She's so cute, right? Yeah. Is she from New York too? Because I know the accent.
She's
from
Boston.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, she's from Boston.
Yeah.
But I've spoken to people that I would never even dream of. First of all, I talk to people and I'm like, how do you even know I exist? Like, are you kidding? You watch me?
4 million fucking people. A lot of people know you exist.
But it doesn't feel like
real.
It. Yeah. So when I'm out, like, when I'm out and about and people come up to me and some of these women are like shaking, giving me hugs, like crying. And I'm like, I don't think it'll ever sit in.
Yeah. Like, no, I get that.
I was talking to another influencer via FaceTime and I was just, we're having a conversation, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't think you really get it, do you? You're like, bitch, you're the shit. And I'm like, and to me, my shit smells just like everyone else.
Right.
Like, I'm just a regular person, you know, with a platform, but I'm a regular person. Yeah. I still work my regular job.
Yeah, so my life still work?
Yeah. My life didn't I didn't allow it to change me.
Right.
I didn't allow it to change who I was. I'm not going to all of a sudden have manners and start chewing with my mouth closed because I got a blue check mark next to my name.
Speaking of, how the fuck did you get verified on TikTok? Because I have so much shit to get verified. I'm verified on Instagram. I'm verified everywhere.
I want to get verified on Instagram. I'm dying.
We might need to trade notes because I need to figure out how to get verified on TikTok because it is crazy.
I definitely got you.
Yeah, I got you on the Instagram thing. Okay. So we'll just swap.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I got you. That's easy peasy stuff. I got you.
So where are you hoping, you know, what's in store for Auntie Amanda for the next year? Like, where are you hoping this takes you? What do you want to do with
I literally
platform?
Don't know. I take it day by day. Yeah. I'm not a planner.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, even this podcast, right? I texted you on the whim. Like, I gave you a month in advance because I know you have a beautiful staff and stuff. But, like, and I know that you're busy. Jelly Roll's busy, you know? Yeah. And the fact that I'm even
Daddy Roll.
Yeah, the fact that I'm even, like, I'm talking to his wife is insanity.
Aww. Daddy would have been here, but he is at a boy's party now.
I wouldn't even know how to act if he was here. Aww. I'd probably be singing Save Me to
him. It wouldn't be the first person who's done that, but
sorry,
no.
That song hits home for me.
Aww.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. When I realized that you followed me, bitch, I was like, what?
I love you. You fucking, as soon as you shared that. And then I think there was like a little bit of controversy because, you know, like when you're looking for sounds, the Chucky sound, when you're looking for sounds.
Yeah.
So I had seen a video that you did and I was like, oh, I could do that. But I'm going to put my own twist on it with the Chucky costume, stuff like that.
So
didn't
what?
Think anything of it.
So what?
Your fucking army came for me.
I didn't know that. Oh, guys, I don't appreciate that. I don't.
So, no, it's okay.
No, because listen, I know they're down for me, but I don't condone in that.
Like, no, it's fine. It all worked out because I really was just like, bro, I was not trying.
I'm sure you wore it better. Trust me.
No, not at all. And it wasn't even about that. But I was like, oh, this is cute. Okay, I'll just put my own spin on it, you know, because that's what we all do on TikTok.
But TikTok. Hello. Right. TikTok was Musical.ly.
They're like, you need to tag Auntie Amanda.
No,
Auntie Amanda was
no,
the original and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh, my God. I was like, I didn't know. Like, calm down. Everybody calm down. Like, people get so upset. Like, you need to tag the original person. And I was just like, bro, I learned my lesson. Okay, sorry. I will never do it again.
Yeah.
So like when I did Dimps's kick the other day, I tagged her. I was like, thank you for letting me borrow your kick for 5 seconds.
I did a kick when I showed up these boots and people were like, oh yeah, she's trying to be Dimps. Dimps and I are friends. You know, we're all friends behind the scenes,
right?
Guys.
Like, we all
conversate. We're here to entertain.
Yeah.
But there's a whole nother wall where we all talk to each other.
Yeah,
we're all aware and we all share what you guys say about us.
For sure. Yeah. So I was just so happy that you and I could connect, and I'm so happy that you came on the podcast and people are actually going to get to hear your story. Like, that is what makes me.
That makes me nervous.
No, but why? It's such a beautiful story.
Thank you. It's more room for judgment and criticism.
Fuck them. It's like I told Jay, dude, the other day when she was on the podcast, I am Jay. It was like, no matter what we do, we're going to fucking get talked shit about. So it's like, let's fucking live our lives for the people who don't talk shit about us, you know?
I'm numb to it now, though.
Yeah. I mean, you have to
I laugh and joke about it because you're an influencer too. It feels normal to joke. We have to joke about these things.
If we don't, I mean, you can't take life too serious. None of us get out alive anyways.
Right.
So it's like, what the fuck are we all so upset about right now? You know, like, we're living our lives. We're fucking bringing smiles to people's faces every day. And
for me, I don't know how it is for you, but for me, the hate is just like the 1%.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is for me too. Now, I don't like when people come from my husband, you know.
I know.
People can, we were talking about this earlier. Like, you guys can come for me all day long. I don't give a fuck. I'll turn it into money. I'll make it content. Whatever. I still make some things about my husband content too, but like when you come from my daughter or you come from my husband, that's when the gloves come off. Like, I seriously can't fucking stand that. Like, kids should always be off limits, period. Like, I don't know what fucking era these motherfuckers grew up in, but none of them are gangster, you know? Like, kids should always be off limits. Family members,
but
all
I
that
just
stuff.
What I don't get is, like, what is the outcome of it?
Just misery.
All right, because I'm still going to show up every day.
Yeah, like, absolutely. You're not going to scare me off the platform. You know, like
you that's... can't scare me off the platform. Exactly. I've already been dragged. I've been dragged by a lot of fucking creators.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. No, it's all right. Listen,
I hate that, though.
It made me tough, though. Yeah. It taught me about social media because there was a whole nother side to this that I never saw before.
Wow.
And now I'm like, wow, now everything that I've ever watched other influencers go through, like emotionally crying on the kitchen floor. That's another thing,
Trisha.
Too.
Trisha Paytas. Yeah, come on. Love
she,
Trisha.
Even like she dragged me.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Really?
After the election.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. She dragged me to high heaven.
That's crazy. Yeah, because Trisha of all people, and shout out Trisha, love you. You know I love you, bitch. Trisha of all
she
people.
She blocked me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. She's supposed to be coming on the podcast after she has the baby. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah,
but
she blocked me. And Trisha, I still love you.
Us queens have to support each other, man. It doesn't. Are we all supposed to have the same opinion?
But listen, I was like honored almost. Like, oh my God.
But I feel like she is
she
queen.
Knows who I am.
I know, but I feel like she has been drugged so much in her life and she also battles with mental illness.
I know.
That to inflict
no,
that
I
on,
know. Listen,
you know?
I'm a little fishy. Well, I was a little fishy before she blocked me, but I'm a fishy, you know?
No.
I've been watching her since 2008.
Yeah, I just feel like we're not, just because we all don't have the same opinion doesn't
okay.
mean that we shouldn't.
Listen,
not like each other.
We don't, neither one, not none of us in this room will ever experience life through the same perspective ever because
ever.
We all live different stories.
Absolutely.
We don't
different morals, different lifestyles.
We will never
everything.
Walk the same path either, even I though know. You and I are, that's the beautiful thing about life, mm-hmm. right? We took two different paths and we still ended up here together.
Absolutely.
Right? How wild
yes,
is
full
that?
Full circle. Yeah. No, it's crazy.
So, who am I to sit and tell you, based on everything you've ever been through in your life, that you're wrong for your beliefs?
Absolutely.
I don't know what, nobody knows what's right and what's wrong in life. We just go through it hoping that we're doing the best that we can.
Absolutely.
Right? So who the fuck am I to sit here and shove my beliefs down people's throat? You don't believe what I believe in?
Cool, but we can still
but
be
I still
friends.
Love you.
Exactly. But
I
we
still
can
love
still
you.
Be friends.
Yeah.
We don't have to block each other. We don't have to have any
no.
animosity. I feel like if everybody has the same opinion, how fucking boring is that?
Yeah.
People
yeah.
come at me all the time and they're like, I can't believe you're going to have so-and-so on your podcast. And I can't believe that you protect this person. And I can't believe that you. And I'm like, if you're my girl, you're my girl. I don't care if you've fucked up. I don't care what
don't
you
care
did
what
in your
you
past.
Yeah.
yeah, I don't care. You know, as long as you're not out fucking hurting babies and
that's
shit.
That's what I don't like, too. Like when people are like, ew, Auntie Amanda, you support so-and-so. Right. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that here.
Exactly.
We're not going to do that here.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I'm not perfect.
None
and
of
I'm
us
sure
are.
Because you're sitting, you know, you're not under a magnifying glass or right. under a microscope. So it's easy to point out people's flaws when you're not under the microscope.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, so no, we're not going to do that. You know why? Because I've fucked up 1,000 times.
Yeah, I get it. I love women and I love powerful women. I love women who have a story. I love women who cry and are vulnerable in front of the world. I love women who have been through some shit. You know,
me
I don't
too.
Want somebody with pretty heart, a pretty face. I want somebody with a pretty heart.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's what I always tell people. And I preach this on my platform. You don't have to be a nice person. Mm-mm. You don't. You know why? I actually don't trust like the nicey nice. And they
everything's
shower
perfect.
You. Yeah. They shower you in the beginning. No. Immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, mm-hmm. I want somebody who's going to be like, listen, you're doing a lot right now.
Yeah.
Right? And
real.
I love
you.
You
just want somebody who's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I surround myself with people that aren't afraid to tell me when to pull it back.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be surrounded by yes men. Literally, Mimi's on my ass all the time.
I love
I'm always
that,
in trouble.
Mimi. I love that.
I'm
love
always
that.
In fucking trouble. She's like, you can't say that. I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah.
That's who I surround myself with. People yeah. that aren't afraid to be themselves, that don't care about being themselves at all. That don't, I love people that don't bring up social, my social media too. Yep. I cling to those people.
Yeah.
People, you, what, you don't know who I am? Hi. Okay, cool. I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
The waitress yesterday, we went to Bar Taco. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. I'm like, you don't have to. I'm a nobody. Don't worry about it. I'm on an app. It's silly. Don't worry about yeah. it. How are you doing? How's your day? Yeah. You know?
Ask Mimi. I would rather, like when Dim said last night that you guys were going to Broad, sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
It's all right.
You're meeting up with Dimps after here to collab, I'm supposed to collab with you guys, but everybody knows I have severe anxiety, but also you guys are going to Broadway on a Saturday night, which is fucking chaos.
I don't know what that's like. Yeah.
Oh, you deserve to have this Broadway experience. And I'm so happy that you get to experience with Dimps because, I mean, who else to experience Broadway with than Dimps? But as soon as she said that, I was like, I'm not fucking going down there. I'm going to get mauled by everybody. Like, I have to go down there with security. And I even told Dimps that.
I'm like shaking.
Oh, yeah. No, like it's a lot. It's a lot. And I even told Mimi, I was like, they're going to Broadway. I was like, I cannot do that. I would rather go to a fucking plate, a hole in the wall where nobody knows anything so that we can like enjoy each other. I won't even go out with my husband anymore because when we go out, it flies on shit. It turns into a meet and greet. You know, and we don't get to spend quality time with each other. And that's fine. That is not me.
Listen, I'm not even a singer. I don't even have any talent. And I understand.
No. But that's not me complaining. We love the people that come up to us.
No, but sometimes you don't want it.
Right.
Sometimes you want to feel like a nobody.
Well, exactly. And that and that's what you were saying is that you went, you know, the waitress last night didn't know who you were. I love that.
I love that. Because mm-hmm. I wanted a break for a minute. Like, how you doing? Let's talk about like. You know, she's a mom.
Yeah.
She had a 14-year-old daughter. I'm like, how was her prom? And like, do they do proms? Yeah. She's like, yeah. You know, everything's great. She, you know, she was so sweet.
Yeah. Oh. No, I love that.
You ever eat there?
Have we eaten at Bar Taco? I'm not sure. I try to avoid anywhere downtown at all costs. I only go down there if my husband has a show.
This is on 12th Ave.
That's near Broadway. Near-ish Broadway. Yeah. All right. So
I'm still learning here.
So I literally live probably about fucking 6 minutes away from here.
Okay.
So I am in my own little bubble.
You know what? Good for you. You deserve it.
But I'm excited for you guys. So are you guys going to go out tonight and explore Broadway and like get the whole fucking... Do you drink? Are you like a drinker or just stick to like... What is Truly anyways?
It's like I don't know what it is, but it's good.
Is it a malt liquor?
Malt liquor.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a malt liquor. I didn't know that. You know what? I just got what you just did there.
Yeah.
It took me a minute. I'm like, wait, she doesn't
I told
talk
you
like that.
I am going to have an accent by the time you leave here. You guys have got to go out on Broadway. You guys gotta, if you get drunk, get drunk. I mean, you have to experience it. When I first moved here 7 years ago, my husband would take me down there.
Here's the thing. I did all that drunk partying.
Yeah.
At such a young age that getting sloppy like that is not fun for me.
No, I hate the next morning.
Yeah.
Oh, the next morning it's
I'm calling up my cousin and my cousin's a nurse practitioner. She's like, I'm like, listen, can you set up one of those banana bags for
yes.
me? I'm dying.
Yes. If you guys need one. Oh shit. My guy is out of town, but there is a place downtown, I forget the name of it, but if you guys do need one in the morning, I'll let you know the name of the place.
She's like,
you guys
can
go
one in the morning. I'm nervous.
Well, to get through Broadway, you're gonna have to drink.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't imagine dealing.
I'm scared now.
No, don't be scared. Embrace it. It's literally, you guys are gonna get so much good content and just fucking.
Can you say scared again?
Scared.
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 Scared. Is that what I said?
Yeah. It's cute because she pronounces her R's and I'm so envious. My jaw is so lazy.
Aww.
I try to force it and it looks sad.
Because of your accent?
Yeah.
I love it though.
Like I'm like marshmallow.
I love it. I could like listen to you talk all day. I used to be like that with my husband too. And now I don't even hear his accent because I've been around him for so long.
Oh, when he talks, he has an accent. That's right. It's heavy. Yeah,
he's like hillbilly from way back. He's just so funny when
you
hear him talk.
He has a story too and it's beautiful.
Oh yeah. No, daddy's
it's such
amazing.
A beautiful story.
I know. I wish you guys could
I'm so
met
proud
him.
Of him.
Good. Me too. I'm so proud of my husband.
Yeah.
I tell everybody my husband is literally the closest thing to a walking angel on earth.
I see it.
Does not have a bad intention. Doesn't matter if somebody's fucking mean to him or fucking fucks him over. Like, I'm the complete opposite.
Me too. I'm so petty, Betty, and I wish
too.
I would stop. I'm the worst.
Me too. But
and meanwhile,
I'm like,
no, you gotta be the better person. I'm like, but that doesn't apply to me. Let me be the garbage person that I am.
Right. My husband gets I'm so petty. Mad at me sometimes because I react before I think.
Me too.
And he is like, he will think and never react. And I'm like, how do you do that?
I'm like, teach me. Peace. Yeah, no, well, a little bit. But he, the thing is he's dealt with his trauma differently, you know, so he is the opposite of us because of what he's been through. So, but my husband is just little angel baby. You guys will get to meet him. You'll get to meet him. We'll have shows in New York too. What part of New York are you in?
Staten Island.
So, yeah, we'll probably have shows out there.
But if you're like in Jersey or something, I can make it. Yeah.
Well, the Shinedown, he's touring with Shinedown. So we start that tour in, when does that start, Mimi? August? September? I don't fucking know. I never know what we're doing until like a week before.
Yeah, I'm the same. I literally live life on a whim.
Like, I think we do have some New York dates.
Listen to this. Up until 2 days ago, she didn't know. We didn't know. I didn't remember times. I didn't know addresses.
I know.
I'm scrambling last minute. Joe was like, where are you leaving out of? I'm like, I think LaGuardia. He's like, what time's your flight? I'm like, I have no idea. But you know what? I'll check tomorrow. He's like,
Dims texts me. She's like, what time is she going on the podcast? I'm like, I told her what time. She's like, she said she didn't know. I was like, I'll hit her right now and let her know. I was like, in case you forget, 2:30.
I'm the worst. I am. I'm the worst. I don't answer text messages back right away. Like, I'm the worst. I literally just, I'm like a little, I just float through life. Like,
yeah.
Here I am.
Sometimes like, it's best. Sometimes that's best because I'm so OCD. I'm very type A personality. So everything
my
I
husband
have is
too. So we balance mm-hmm. each other out.
My husband's just like you.
I just like, da 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 da.
Yeah. He float. And I'm like, how? How do you not have a fucking plan? And he's like, how do you have 10 plans?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I don't understand.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
My husband's like that. He's like, babe, well, when we go on vacation, he's like, okay. He has like the whole itinerary. I'm like,
I love Joey. Yeah. When's Joey's birthday?
He's a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
November
gotcha.
1st.
Yep. Okay. He's
1978.
Right on the Scorpio.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a Scorpio through and through.
How'd you tie a Scorpio man down? Oh. That hoot nanny must be amazing. Because Scorpio men do not settle down. So that's awesome.
Listen, I have a lot of rage.
Yeah, baby. I love it. That is right up my alley. I love that. Well, I am so happy that you came on the podcast, Mama. And I just thank you again for trusting me with your story. And I cannot
thank
wait.
Thank you for even acknowledging my existence. Stop I'm like it. Still blown away. I can't Stop. Believe like. I can't believe this. I'm here.
Ah, dude, this is just the first of many podcasts. I know once this story gets out, there's going to be so many other podcasts who want you on. So you have a really amazing story. Did you even know all that stuff about her? Her friend is here, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why she's here. Yeah. I can't. Listen, she's also seen a lot, too. Even though we're friends 3 years, she's seen a lot. She's been in my house. You know, she's been around my son. You know,
No, I get it. Mimi and I have been in each other's lives for, 4 years? There's a lot
of
shit.
She's told me to stop my shit.
Good.
You know?
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, no, I have. That's one thing. I have, knock on whatever this is. I have.
Wood. Wood brick. Fake brick.
I feel like, you know when you're little and your mom makes you like during Christmas time, those red things.
Yes.
And say that those pretend fireplaces. Yes. I feel like that's.
It looks great on camera, but for the humidity has been making it bend. So we're like,
I'm not judging. I want this for my house.
They actually have the gray stuff, and it's really cool.
No,
the gray
is awesome,
one is really cool.
Because I want my friends to come over and draw on my walls.
Aw, have them sign your wall and stuff.
Yeah, that's fucking badass. I love that.
Well, I'm excited to see how Broadway treats you. And you have to come back. I want you to start being a reoccurring guest on the podcast.
Yeah,
so like once
course.
A year, I'll just bring you back and we'll just check in and see what's
but
going
I
on.
But I still want to make chicken cutlets for you. So
I would love to do that.
You have a kitchen here. So.
Yeah, we do. Or I could fly to, I can always fly to New York. We're always looking for an excuse to get the fuck out of town. And she's never been to New York. We've actually been talking
but
about
Staten
it.
Staten Island, it doesn't have anything to offer other than the dump. No, it's I'm kidding.
It's all right though, but we can come see you and then I can take her, you know, down to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I can take her everywhere
else. And
we can
go to all the hot spots. I can take
that
you to
would
all
be
the good
awesome.
Restaurants.
I love that. Yeah, we could definitely make a New York trip of it. It would be
that
awesome.
That would be fun. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, we're going to get down.
Yeah.
So.
We're going to make it work, Mama.
Yes.
Why don't you shout out all your socials where people can find you at?
Oh, okay. So, wow. This is like fancy. I love this. So it's Auntie Amanda Lee. That's TikTok, right? And then I think there's an underscore after my name. And then it's Instagram, Auntie Amanda Lee also.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a YouTube? You should fucking make a YouTube of all the fucking foods and shit that you make.
I know. My manager's on my ass about that.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. Oh, that's another. I want to shout out Tori too.
Yeah.
That bitch always puts me in check.
Yay.
She's like, no, we're not doing that.
Who's Tori?
She's my manager.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. I love that. Her.
Yay. Is she getting you brand deals and stuff like that?
No, I get brand deals, you know. I've only been working with her maybe a month.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I never had a manager because mm-hmm. I didn't know that I was. That people do that.
When, yeah, this is my manager right there.
But I didn't know. Like, somebody was like, you don't have a you did all of this by yourself?
That's amazing.
She's like, you've booked, you've accomplished a lot alone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I didn't know that. You don't get that. I don't understand this. Like, when you're
just wired to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I get it. I'm like, this is still a hobby for me.
Aw. You know? You're loving it and you're passionate about it, too.
Oh, yeah. I adore it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that I get to make people happy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the biggest part.
That's my drive. Mm-hmm. That and my family. You know, providing for them. And my husband, you know, he works and stuff, too. But I've never had anything. I come from nothing. Like, yeah. I've never had anything to call my own.
She's like, I'm not letting this shit go.
This is mine. This is mine for me.
Yeah, I love that. I completely understand that, too, because I've had to separate myself from my husband. I have been adamant about not being, like, I'll do Jelly and Bunny stuff.
Yeah.
But I am still a
you're your own brand too,
outside of
you're
my
not
husband.
Just somebody's wife,
exactly, right? And I never wanted to just be somebody's wife, so I couldn't understand you more than you could even imagine. Yeah. Dude,
yeah, yeah. This is the first thing. I don't know why he gave this to me. I'm Sky Daddy up above.
We love Sky Daddy.
Yeah. I don't know why he gave this to me, but I'm gonna be grateful about it. I'm not gonna throw it away. I can't walk away from this.
I think you're fucking crushing it.
Thank you.
And I love everything that you've accomplished, and I can't wait to see everything else that you're going to accomplish.
You stole my heart with the Christmas Story leg, by the way. That's my favorite
oh,
movie.
Oh, yeah. No, I love this.
I'm obsessed. Everybody I had a small one, and it burnt out, and Joey's like, get rid of it. It's horrible looking. I'm like,
I'll have to get you one. I'll send you one.
No, you don't have to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I will. It'll
a
be
Christmas Story. You watch
course.
That movie. You
yes.
know it's from that.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Because I talked to some of my friends that had never even seen that movie.
Yeah, like, no, totally. You'll shoot your eye out. Yeah, yeah. No, I totally know. That's exactly why I got it. I remember whenever we started the podcast, I was like, I need a lamp. And I was like, I don't want just any lamp.
No, you need that lamp.
It's got to be a Christmas
you need
Story
that,
lamp.
Yeah. You yeah. need that is a bunny
And we
lamp.
Had to like search for it too and had to wait like a long ass time just to get it. So
really?
She's my Betty. I love her.
I what did I find mine? Bed Bath & Beyond, but it's a little shit one.
Yeah. I think I got this off Amazon. Don't quote me. I could be wrong, but I'll definitely get you one. So I'll have to have you text me your address and I'll have one sent to you.
You crazy girl. You crazy. I love it.
Well, I adore you. And again, thank you for coming on.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye.